Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I have a little bit of armpit hair. See, tiny bush.
Oh my God, tiny.
It's like pathetic, I know. Tiny. But no, I smell like a, you know when you you can get the pheromones off of the guy you fancy on a third day of a festival?
Yeah.
Like when you're in love with someone, you love their scent. You
yeah,
know, like
yeah,
you want to nuzzle your nose in and be like, mmm, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, put it in a bottle.
Yeah, especially at like festivals and stuff.
I know. And you're like, oh yeah, fucking yeah. But I feel like I smell like that, like a boy that I would fancy. I smell like a man now. A real man. If I sweat. It doesn't smell, because I don't recognise the smell. But it's obviously because...
No, I've been wearing
different reasons of breastfeeding and stuff.
Two days in a row. Does it smell?
Mmm.
Does it stink?
I like your smell though.
Yeah, I love your smell. love.
What was I going to say? Yeah, let's get on with it.
I didn't even know we were recording for half of that.
But I don't want any... I want like pineapple on pizza, sort of.
Yeah, like, you know, nothing
too heavy, because it gets depressing. Like,
I know.
There were one or two homophobes and I'm just not... I don't give it even airtime.
Yeah.
It's just like, oh, why are you... It's always the people who are like... It's always the gays rubbing it in your face. And it's just like, but you're the one bringing it up in conversation all the time.
But this is just a bit of crack, like.
This is a bit of fun.
This is a bit of crack. Okay. Okay, I'm going to... I already see some of Jenny's things. And I'm already loving them. Okay, let's read out Jenny's one. Love summer, but I'd be happy with the sun setting at 9 p.m, to be honest. I was thinking this yesterday. Because, like, me and Ryan were lying in bed and, like, we had done all of our shit. And we were like,
yeah,
we've already done everything that we need to do. And we were like, we're really hungry. And we were like, it feels so early that we should be like out. And then we were just kind of lying there and I was looking out and I was like, I kind of would love it to be dark right now.
You get productivity guilt when it's sunny.
Of course you do.
And you're like, I should be doing things up until bedtime, until it gets dark. But yeah, no. And like, poor Cora goes to bed at what? 7:15? And it's like blazing sun outside.
Mm.
But they have the blackout blinds, so it's grand.
Yeah, oh my God, blackout blinds. When I was younger, because I could sleep for Ireland anyway. And when I was younger, like, pull the blackout blinds out and I would be waking up at like 3 p.m. That's why in my teenage years, my mom took away the blackout blinds, because she was like, there's no way. Like, when I was a child, they loved it.
Yeah,
they were
yeah.
like, oh, perfect. Like, the babysitter used to be like, do you even have a second child? Like, don't know where she is. But for my adulting age years, teenage years,
yeah,
she was like, not a chance. She was like, I used to, do you not remember? I think you stayed over once when I had a black plastic bag.
Yes, I remember. Your room was so dark. It was like dodgily dark. Now, when I arrived, obviously I just assumed because it was dark outside, and then the morning it was still dark.
I was like, oh God. I sellotaped black plastic bags to the windows.
It's like a crack house.
I was like, you're not going to get me some black and blinds? I'll make my own ones then. People being bad with names is no excuse. You should either learn people's names or you don't. Sometimes, now I've had an experience with a few people and every single time I meet them, they're like, what's your name again? And we follow each other on Instagram. Swear to God. And I'm like, that's an ego thing.
People say that to you.
Oh,
what's your name again?
Yeah. What's your name again? And like, we have interacted on Instagram and I'm like, what is that about? I don't understand what that buzz is.
Now, since I gave birth, my memory is really bad. Like, to the point where I don't know whether I'm talking to Ellie or Saoirse. Like, that sort of buzz. And I'm scared to say their name in case it's the wrong sister.
Of course.
But now, I will do everything in my power to find out someone's name before I would ever go, what's your name again? Because it feels so like rude or something.
Yeah, oh my God, like, I remember, oh my God, when I first met Ryan, I completely knew his name, and I woke up and I was so scared to say his name. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, you always have that where you're scared, even though you know what it is, but you just want to be 100% sure.
Yeah, and then like, I get that with like, even just like people that I know now. Like, if I say someone's name and I'm out, it's like my mind is doubting me, so I'm there. It's like, it's constantly like, that's not their name, like, you idiot. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm sitting there like, oh my God, I just said the wrong name, until like, you say their name and they answer.
It's so, as well, it's really like, you know, when you go to your friend's parents' house. I always forget people's parents' names.
Yeah.
And you're like thinking about, now in fairness, Jason's dad's name is Willie, so I do everything in my power not to say it. Because it feels like I'm taking the piss out of him, even though that's his name.
Willie, I'm obsessed.
But like, I would always forget. No, it's not that I forget. It's like I know them in the back of my mind, but you know, because you're not saying them regularly out loud, you're scared to say it in case you feel like a poser or something.
Yeah.
You feel like you should be going, Mrs. O'Donnell, you know, or Mrs. Miss of something.
I always Mrs. O'Reilly. Look them up on Facebook.
That's smart.
What I do. I always look them up on Facebook. I like that's happened to me with Bridgie so many times where I'm like about to like type Bridgie and then I'm like, that's not her name. And then like her name is literally in her Instagram and I'm like, just need to double check. Do you know what I mean? Like I'm so bad at that kind of stuff. But I do understand the whole like it's no excuse because but I don't know. I don't really have a say in that.
I don't. Like, I don't have any qualms against it. I just know personally, I would feel really awkward if I didn't know someone's name.
Yeah. 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 For sure. Pineapple on pizza. The most basic, unpopular opinion, but valid one.
This person is me. Like it's exactly what I said before the podcast.
What you said.
No, I'm pro pineapple on pizza. I like pineapple on pizza, but a salty sweetness.
Bit of salty and sweet. Like what I love is if you get a Domino's. This is what I love. I love taking a bite of a Domino's cookie and then having a piece of pizza after. Like, that would be my salty
and sweet.
That's
like the same, like, when people like chips dipped into ice cream.
Yeah.
It's the same, salty sweetness.
I just don't really like fruit.
Oh, you're not a big fruit eater.
No, I love veg. Veg is my buzz.
Okay.
I love frozen grapes. I love watermelon. A mango's okay, but like, I don't know, fruit's just a bit of a weird one. Clapping when the plane lands is sweet and brings me joy. I think when I was younger, I used to cringe more, but now I think it's cute.
I think it's cute as well. Yeah, I think it's cute. Because especially now that I have kids as well, it's always people with families that are clapping because they're with their children. They're like, yay! So now it's sweet, you know?
Yeah.
Whereas when I was a teenager, I'd be like, oh God.
Yeah, yeah. You'd be like, oh my God, that's so cringe. But like, I honestly, when I see like people, now still, when I see people getting happy birthdays, being sang to them, I'm like, oh, that's so cringy. But if that was me, but I love getting involved for other people's.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't have done that when I was younger either. I'd be like, oh God.
No, that's a bit of me. I'd love now the whole restaurant singing happy birthday to me.
Yeah.
Whereas Jason
with
would
your
probably,
whole family.
Yeah.
Love.
Yeah, love I'd that. Love it's that. Like you feel so loved in that moment. Jason now, he'd probably curl up in a ball and die.
Yeah. I would to an extent. It depends how many drinks I've had. Do you know what I mean? Mm. If I was completely sober, I'd be definitely way more insecure, unfortunately.
Oh.
Yeah. If I had a few drinks, I'd be singing along.
Okay, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not that I need a few drinks to be confident, but you know what I mean.
Mm.
People's feelings are not always valid.
I think to a certain extent, I feel like people are really pathologizing everything on the internet. It's like
what does no
it's like communicate sorry
back up
so people are basically weaponizing therapy. So say if you have a friend who's like really self-aware and is healing all their untouched trauma from going to loads of therapy, but then they feel like they need to bring up everything that they have an issue with into conversation when sometimes it's not worth talking over, because like either it'll work out and it's, I don't know how to describe this, but it's like not everything needs to be communicated. For example, you know the way if you're in a relationship, this is just like an example I know from, because it's a common theme. Say if, this is going to give you intrusive thoughts, wait. Okay,
oh no.
So say if you're in a couple, say if you're in a couple and you're on holidays and there's like a hot girl in a bikini over there and your boyfriend was like, I just need to communicate with you that I think that they were attractive and I just wanted to be honest with you. Like, that was unnecessary to bring up in conversation.
Yeah.
So it's like those feelings are not valid because they shouldn't be brought up. Like, you earn the right to privacy in your own mind. We don't have to share absolutely everything that we think.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But the same thing goes for if you're upset. So say, for example, like, sometimes we can be a bit cray-cray. This is not gender specific, but say if you're in a relationship and your fella or your girlfriend is talking to someone who you think that they fancy, and then you go mad at them afterwards, being like, what the fuck did you, what did you think you're doing talking to them? That feeling isn't valid because, number one, you never communicated beforehand that you have an issue with this person. And number two, just because they were speaking to them civilly doesn't mean that they fancy them.
Yeah.
That kind of way. So not all feelings are valid
yeah.
in that sense.
Yeah.
Understandably though, like,
You can't argue with someone's feelings.
That's my look
on things.
Exactly. So it's fair enough. But I think that sometimes things are unnecessarily said.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, like 100%. Is it kind of like when someone's like... is it kind of like this? I don't know why this came to my brain, but like you use the word therapy. Is it kind of like someone being like, well, no, actually, shut up. Doesn't matter. Okay. No, shut up. Well, I'm always an advocate of, you know, you can't argue with someone's feelings. And if you feel that way, I'm so sorry. But X, Y, Z.
This is the reality of the situation. And I know because I've been really sensitive in situations before where I'm like, you're hurting my feelings. But then they're like, in fairness, there's nothing like, you know, there's nothing they can do about it. So there's no solution, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Or it's like your mind playing tricks on you sort of thing.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest now, if my boyfriend turned around and said to me when we were sitting on a beach in Thailand... after I
and you're
went,
like, excuse me, Emer, the girl over there is really like
really sexy.
Really sexy. She's really rubbing me up the right way.
Sorry, hasta luego, off I go. Like, I'd be done for. Let's just say this. Skorts are horrible.
No, I was offended by this. I love a skort. Something that's shorts and a skirt at the same time.
Yeah, it depends what colour and what type of skort, maybe.
And you don't have to worry about the panty bandit. You know, like people looking up the skirts or any of that. Because there's shorts underneath there.
Yeah.
It's so good. You feel more free. You can do cartwheels and no one's going to say anything.
Yeah.
You can do a handstand. No one's going to bat an eyelid.
I don't really like... I just don't think about them that much. You know
what I mean? Like a skort now.
Showering every day is unnecessary and also bad for your skin.
Yes! Yes!
People having a conniption listening to this with it turned up so loud.
No, thank God. Someone had to say it and it wasn't going to be me.
Oh, I don't know. I'm the opposite of that now. I have to have it. Like, I had two showers yesterday.
First of all, I hate the sensation of showers. I hate the feeling of showers.
Really?
I really hate the feelings of showers. Like, I can't have a relaxing long hot shower. Do you know, I'm going as fast as I can and I'm getting it over as fast as I can.
That's mad.
For me, it's like a waste of my time and something I genuinely don't want to do because I hate the sensory like touch feel of it on my skin.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to go really quickly.
That's interesting.
And get it over with.
I go quite quickly as well, but it's because when I was younger, I saw this video that, you know, when you can like adopt a polar bear.
Yeah.
So I saw a video and they said that if you take a shower under like 2 minutes or something, that you're saving a polar bear's ice block.
Oh, love.
Yeah. So when I was really young, I used to set a timer on my phone. I think I've said this before. I used to set a timer on my phone. I'd be in the shower like, like washing my hair really quickly.
Eco queen.
No, like eco queen. Guys, I started it all. Like I am the eco queen.
Think of all the polar bears you've saved, Eva.
I know. And you know the way I adopted a dolphin as well. And you know the way they send, when you adopt them, they'll send you pictures in the post. But like about 1,000,001 kids are getting the same thing. And I'd be like, oh my God, mommy, look at my dolphin.
Aww.
Like so good.
I probably saved so many polar bears with my not showering.
Oh, 100%.
I probably saved the whole Antarctica.
Oh, like
the North Pole.
100%. I love this. Croissants are not nice. I hate croissants. I hate pastries. And like everyone gets so shocked when I say I don't like croissants or pastries. I love a good pan of chocolate, but it has to be like soggy, has to be in
oh, I know
the
mean.
Microwave
fresh
no soaked
oh, so if, sogged has to be soggy
in the microwave like wet.
Ew.
I don't like it like crispy and like, you know, bits falling all over.
Oh, I know what you mean. They're annoying to eat now. Yeah.
Beyonce and Taylor Swift are too hyped up. They give off superiority vibes.
Obviously they give off superiority vibes if half the world is obsessed with them.
Yeah. I mean, I, again, don't really have an opinion on this because I'm just like, whatever. Yeah, they do. But like, I think the only thing that annoys me about Beyonce, and I've said this before, is like, you know, the way like she would wear like knicker shorts on stage and stuff. And then when Miley Cyrus did it, it was an issue. But I know that's because she was like a child star and she was Hannah Montana or whatever.
Right, okay.
But I'm still
I always have a thing though that because I have tattoos, literally anything I wear looks trashy. Does that make sense?
Jesus, don't be saying that.
No, but do you not agree? Like, if you want to if I wore, say if, who do we know that doesn't have tattoos?
Kim doesn't have any. She has one on her ankle, but it's like at the bottom.
So if Kimmy wears hot pants, she looks like a gorgeous hippie dippy, like stunning little fairy woman.
Yeah.
Whereas if I wear hot pants, it's just like, oh my god, the little tramp. I look like a tramp.
Because, yeah.
Do you know
what
I mean? It just doesn't. I know. Am I going to offend people? No, I'm talking about myself.
You're talking about yourself. Well, sorry, offend people. I'm literally tatted from head to toe. So if anyone gets offended, you can fuck off.
It is hard to dress. If you want to, like, I'd love if I could just peel off my tattoos for a day for a certain outfit and then put them back on again.
Yeah, I don't get that. I just love it.
Yeah.
I just love it. I just want to be covered. I just love it. But I completely understand. Because when I see pictures of myself, I'm so sorry. When I see pictures of myself back in the day, I'm like, wow, I looked so, like, clean.
You look real,
I looked real clean.
Whereas now it's just like someone got at me with the Sharpie.
Yeah. Of course. Sorry, like me, I look so. Did you see my new one?
Oh! Oh!
Isn't that so.
My baby! Peanut, why is Peanut barking so much? Oh my god.
Did you fart?
No.
I think I did, maybe. Am I getting to that age where my. Where my pelvic floor is fuck. Once I go, the only time I've ever gotten eyelash extensions ever, I worked in. Can I say the place? It's shut down now. Like,
yeah,
I worked in Debenhams, right? And there was someone training to do eyelashes in there, and she was like, "Oh, like I'll give you a discount." So I got like a full set of lashes for €30, right?
Bargain.
No, Keelan, when I mean. They were actually glued to my eyelash, like my actual eyelash. So I couldn't get them off. So I, oh my God.
Oh no, ouch. I
pulled every single one of my eyelashes off. I had no eyelashes. I had to wear strip lashes for like maybe like 2 months.
Oh my God.
I had no eyelashes left and never again will I ever touch. Now, I know you can get them removed and stuff, but like I'm just impatient.
You can use coconut. Did you use an oil to get them out?
Yeah, I use an oil. I use baby oil.
Yeah, I got eyelash extensions before my first time going to Electric Picnic. Like a little baby. I think I was 18.
Oh.
Baby Keelan. I got a full set. I know it looks... for some reason, I was obsessed. I just...
She's obsessed with me today.
I got an infection in one of my eyes from it. And like I had a little... Like getting your lashes done is, for some reason, so relaxing. I had a little snooze. I think I was snoring on the table. I was like... conked out. And then when I woke up, one of my eyes was slightly glued together.
Hello.
But anyway, I got infected and I had to take them out with coconut oil.
Oh, God.
But there was
at
a few left over.
At the party.
Literally the next day. I had to take them out the next day because I got an infection.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I don't know. Eyes are such a... I think because I wear contacts every day and my eyesight is so bad, eyes are so precious to me that I'm like, I don't know. I don't think I would want anything else. Knocking
but
around
have
my
great
eye.
Your eyelashes are so long and so dark.
Yeah, but my curly. It's because my hair is so coarse. Like, feel my. This isn't from bleaching. Like, feel my eyebrows. Isn't that mad?
Oh my God.
But I swear that's not from bleaching my eyebrows. Like, my. That could be like a sound effect on one of those boards. But I swear to God, that's not from bleaching. Like, my dad's eyebrows are the exact same. When he was younger, he used to cut his eyelashes because they'd hit off his glasses.
Oh my God.
So, like, that's where I got it from.
Oh, lovely.
Do you know what I mean? Stunning. Kids' shows, etc., Hannah Montana, keep my attention way more than adult shows. Absolutely.
What do you think?
I can't, Keelan, I cannot watch comedy shows or like. Anything like Big Bang Theory or
oh no,
like
but they're not really
The Office or anything.
No, I can't. The Office I had on when she was a newborn, I'd have it on in the background, but I never was able to pay attention. But the same with Hannah Montana and Wizards of Waverly Place and stuff, I just have and Zoe 101 in the background now as an adult.
Hi Mabby. I don't know, maybe it's like with Hannah Montana, it's like the colours and the outfits and stuff is
yeah.
And the music as well.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Oh, yeah.
No, you know the when they like change scene and she goes, ooh, whoa, whoa.
Yay.
Oh, God. Yeah, that's so true. I can't watch. I can't watch things with people either. I can only, if I want to get indulged in a TV series, I'll watch it on my own. I can't if I have someone else in the room.
Really?
Yeah, did you not know that? Like when I have someone else in the room.
You just want to talk to them.
I just want to talk to them or I just like,
I'm hyper aware all the time when I'm watching TV, that if this person is, are they enjoying what I've put on? Do they like it? Do they find it funny? If I laugh, I'm like, are they, how come they didn't laugh? Like, it's a whole thing. It's like a whole thing.
You'd be exhausted after watching a show.
No,
trying to relax.
No, like, it's so annoying. Yesterday or 2 days ago, I put on, have you ever,
you want to say something, lovey?
What is say it? Yes, go on. Put on, you know, the movie The Other Woman. Have you seen that?
Oh, so good.
Me and Ryan have completely different tastes in films.
Oh, yeah.
But the one thing that we do have in common is we love war movies. I've always loved war movies.
What? What?
My dad and me, like, when we would bond, we'd watch, like, a war film.
Okay.
Like, that was our thing. And I just love war movies, and so does he. But, like, there's only so many war movies you can watch.
There's millions of war movies.
That, like, we've watched them all.
Oh, right, okay.
So I was like, oh, I don't want to watch any of your stupid movies because they're all, like, race cars and all this kind of stuff. Like, Fast and Furious. I was like, no. And I was like, oh, I have a really good movie. And he was like, okay, you can put it on. And it was The Other Woman.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, I am pissing myself laughing, like, so invested in it. But the second that I didn't hear him laugh, I was like, oh, he's not enjoying this. I was like, do you like it? And he was like, yeah, it's grand, yeah. And then from that reaction, I can't focus on it because I'm like,
oh, no, it ruins the whole experience.
You don't like
but
it?
The Other Woman is so, like, on your period at home alone, having a bowl of popcorn, farting in your own bed. It's not having the boyfriend next to you looking at his reaction like, no way, Jose. Do you know, yeah, with your fella, you watch a bit of Succession or, like, The Sopranos.
With some thrilling. Something, you know, thrilling.
No, I'm lucky, like, Jason's favourite movie is Dirty Dancing and Mamma Mia. Oh, so, no. Like, we're grand.
We're grand.
Like, of course. Yeah.
What kills you doesn't make you stronger.
What kills... Yeah, because you're dead. Am I right, though?
But, like, it's not...
I think they must have written it down wrong. What, I think they meant... What doesn't kill you doesn't make you stronger.
Yeah, yeah, 100%.
Yeah, definitely. I think, yeah, that... Yeah, I'd have to agree on that.
Yeah, I'd have to agree on that, too.
I think Dublin Bus is good. Yes.
Guys, I love Dublin Bus. No, I love it.
No, but when I lived in London, the bus was the worst system of all time. It was so horrible, so stinky. It was disgusting. It was like
dirty.
It was like foggy on the inside.
Yeah,
somehow.
Yeah. It was always, and it was the commandments was always falling down the window.
The commandments. Oh my! Oh my God! That's your best to date. Condensation. Love.
Were we not talking about commandments recently?
Condiments. We were talking about condiments like ketchup and mayo.
The condensation. No, I knew that. Now I'm bright red. The commandments.
But even like, you know, you get an odd lunatic or two on public transport.
Yeah,
like screaming and shouting.
Yeah, yeah, that's of course. Grand. Yeah, yeah.
Like the ones in Dublin aren't really. It's not threatening, you know. Whereas in London, it's like, oh my God, I'm actually fearing for my life. Right,
and they're
now
gonna kill me.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Sorry, I'm a bit shy after that. Despise 7-Up, Red Bull and Monster. I'm not with you there, babe.
No, I love a White Monster.
I love
it. It's the only thing I craved. Red Bull. When I was pregnant, I really craved White Monster. It was weird. And I really wanted one. And Jason was like, don't. And I was like, I might have a White Monster. I literally was like threatening to have a White Monster when I was like 8 months pregnant.
Why? Are you not allowed to have?
No, no, definitely not. Oh my God, she'd be jittering inside. She'd be bouncing off the walls.
Bouncing off the walls. Literally bouncing off the walls. Oh my God, here's one. Colour tattoos are ugly.
Uh-oh. It depends what it is, I suppose. My mum has a colour tattoo on her back and it's so gorgeous. It's really beautiful.
Well, I have only one colour tattoo, but I do like them.
Masturbation addiction, ..
A masturbation addiction. I think it depends on, like, your buzz, your mood. Like, you go through phases.
I think a lot of people do have a masturbation addiction.
Really?
Maybe a lot of men.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to sound like a fucking pervert. When I was single and living on my own, I was doing sponsorships with, like, a vibrator company. So I was getting all these vibrators sent straight to my door. Girls, that's too much. That's too much dopamine. So anyway, I'd be, like, testing out all these new vibrators. And, like, obviously I'm having the fucking time of my life.
Yeah, of course, of course.
But I feel like I lost sensation in my clitoris after a while because I was using them so much.
That can happen.
Can it?
I think that can
I was
happen.
Addicted to... And then, like, I wasn't bothering going on dates or going out and meeting new people because I was like, what's the point? Because my vibrator will just get to the job quicker.
Yeah, of course.
I was closing myself off because me and my vibrator had a special connection.
Yeah, well, if you're getting that many vibrators, I wouldn't be surprised.
But yeah, no, it was really bad. And then I was like, oh, I think I'm addicted to masturbating like a fucking pervert.
I think people do go through phases, though. I really
do. You do go through phases, yeah.
Like, single or relationship, any kind of, like, people do just go through phases.
Now I'm like dried up like the Sahara because of breastfeeding. I'm literally like, if someone talks about sex and I'm like, ew, I'm like a prude.
You're like, yeah, sorry, me saying something earlier, and you were like, emer. I was like, okay. Oh, here's one. Being friends with an ex.
You go.
Yeah, I'm friends with my ex. You're friends with your ex.
Now, there's a difference between being friends, like friends, and like being friendly.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say that me and my ex, we don't follow each other on Instagram, but I follow his work page.
Okay.
You know, so I keep up to date with what he's doing. And if I saw him on the street, we'd stop and talk. Now, we wouldn't be going out of our way to meet up together and like be going for coffee.
No, I think to be a boundary.
Boundaries. Very mature.
Boundaries. Yeah, there definitely has to be boundaries. But I think in this day and age, like, obviously if something horrific didn't happen, then, like, you know the way, like, say if you got cheated on, you'd be like, I don't want to see you ever again, and that's it, bye bye. But like, a lot of people's relationships end these days on a mutual understanding.
No, this ex, we had like really bad breakup, like,
no, but I'm not talking about just you, just in general, like some people are just like, oh yeah, we just kind of grew apart.
Yeah,
and it's like, I don't understand the whole having to like block and, you know, block and delete if they actually still like are friends.
Yeah, and if I had the opportunity, I would probably still be friendly with my other exes, if that makes sense. So I do get you there. And I feel like being civil always feels nicer than hating someone.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, even if they hurt you.
Yeah, like, I think, I don't know, I still have, I think, two of my exes on Instagram. And like it doesn't bother me. Do you know? I think it depends on obviously the relationship, but I think if like two exes can be in a room and they can be friends, it's nice.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's better than, you know, being like, oh God, my ex is here, and having to run away.
Yeah.
But again, it depends on the situation. By friends, I mean friendly. Like,
yeah.
Like, there's just like, just being mature about it. You know, there's no point in, you know, fucking hating on people that you spent years of your life with, you know?
Yeah, because they were such big parts of our lives, I suppose. And then all of a sudden you just don't talk to each other at all.
Yeah.
It's a weird concept.
It's just like, there's so much other things to be worried about. Like, why are you focusing your energy on something that just didn't work out? Do you know what I mean? Like, that's what the way I look at it. I'm like, I don't have the energy to hate people for no reason other than it not working out. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
I know what you mean.
Your eyes are fucking beautiful.
Emer, are you fucking flirting with me right now?
Today, I've been really...
Yeah, you really... Like, Emer arrived earlier today and I was in my jammies, like, greasy hair tied up in a bun, in boxer shorts. She was like, you look fucking stunning.
No,
that's how you're taking photos of me.
Yeah, like, stunning. No, you look gorgeous.
Thanks for this confidence.
But, like, you know what? When you think your friend looks good, you have to tell them.
Yeah.
It's important.
No, you're right.
You know
what
I mean?
You're right.
It's very important. You might not think it, but I think it. Another one. What about, oh, here, I have one. Remember I was saying the other day, I love paying for, when you're on dates, I love paying for it.
I love paying. It gives me, like, I get a fucking boner if I pay for things.
Yeah, so
literally,
do I.
Boner town.
So do I.
Next up, me.
Yeah, I know. I love that as well. I'm like, I know, obviously it's nice for them to pay once in a while and stuff, but
yeah.
I remember when, like, I first got into this relationship, like, I was determined to pay for everything.
Yeah.
Because I hate, like, I don't know why, it just makes me feel kind of, like, not embarrassed, but I'm like, I have money too, I can do this, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
but I don't know, is that just, like, an insecurity of mine?
I don't know, no, I think it is, like, a sort of power play.
It's weird because my love language would be physical touch. So I like the presents and stuff. I can't really accept presents. I get I feel very like, oh Jesus Christ. Yeah, like, I don't know, it's weird. Like, I can accept them, of course, but I just feel like I don't deserve this, so why are you getting me this? But I absolutely deserve it. Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely do.
Yeah, it's weird. I just, with like presents and buying food and stuff, I'm just a bit weird about it. I'm just like, oh, I should be paying for this. And then it's like, oh, I'll get the next drink. I promise. It's like, I have to like prove myself that I can do reciprocate it.
Yeah, I suppose it's different if you're living together. So with me and Jason, it's not even a question who's paying for the, like, we don't even never say, you know, it doesn't matter.
Because
we pay for groceries, we eat the same food out of the same fridge. So it's not like...
Yeah. No, well, like, I guess I lived with someone before as well.
Though. Oh, yeah, of course.
And what the hell? Like, some of these things are just ridiculous. I'm sorry.
No, some of the things people... This brings... I think it's stuff like this brings out the worst in people because they're like, great, an opportunity to be mean. But like, I meant it in a lighthearted way.
Dog people are so annoying when they compare dogs to shit.
You know, they're like, oh, my little schmuck. In fairness, like, I, with Missy Moo, I genuinely was like, mama and dada to Missy Moo, like, proper infantilizing this cat. So I get it. I get the whole making dogs into babies. But since I've had her and I have Peanut as well, I'm just like, I can't believe that people compare animals to actual human children.
I've never heard people do that before.
Have you not?
Like, I know, I've heard people treat animals like...
No, yeah, no, that's what they mean. Treating them like babies.
Treating them like children, yeah. Like, it's funny, I was only having this conversation yesterday because it's like say if a dog is left on its own for too long, like, you feel so guilty and like, I wouldn't be a huge dog person.
Mm.
And when my dog is on his own for too long, I freak out.
Mm.
I freak out and I'm like, oh my God, even though like, I love my dog till the cows come home, but like I'd be more a cat person.
Yeah.
And cats, like, you can just like leave them be and they'll do whatever they want, kind of buzz. But you would never be like, oh God, I feel so bad, my cat's on its own. Yeah. Except if they live in an apartment.
If they're an indoor, yeah.
If they're an indoor in an apartment, because when I had my cat in my apartment, I like literally felt so guilty. I could not go out for a drink without being like, oh my God, my cat. This is a funny, because on that topic, guys having girlfriends isn't a bad thing, shows they see women as people.
Agree. Yes. Hard agree.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, that's just so weird if you can't get on that. Oh my God, can I have a sip of that?
Yeah.
Sorry, I forgot to get my water over.
Now, if you have a boyfriend though, and they say their girl best friend is someone else and not you, I don't like that.
No.
You're their girl best friend because you're their girlfriend. You should be best friends.
Yeah. 100%.
If you're going to be going out with someone, you should be their best friend too.
Oh, like 100%. Like, that's the thing I think about relationships as well. And it can sometimes like drift into, you know, the way you hear a lot of people break up and they're like, oh, we're just more friends.
Yeah.
Do you know when like people are just like they're too much as friends that... Like, I think there is kind of a line between, like, being the best friend, because, like, treat me as your girlfriend and best friend, but don't just treat me, you know?
I know what you mean.
Does that make sense?
I had an ex who used to always call me man and be like, man. You know the way boys talk to each other?
That's too far.
I hated it.
No, that's too far.
I hated it. That's I was too like, far. I'm not your man.
No, excuse I'm your me? Woman.
I'm a woman. Excuse him, what?
Yeah. No, that's what I mean by like, there's a boundary there, because it's like, yes, we might be best
We're
friends.
We're obsessed with boundaries there.
No, like, boundaries is like one of my favorite words. And what's the other one?
Bare minimum.
But yeah,
Jason hates when I call him bro as well, because I, you know, the way I was like, my sweet bro.
Ryan hates that as well.
Yeah, he doesn't like the broing out.
I think he said to me before, he's like, I'm not your bro. Like, yeah, okay. Yeah.
Because it can get a bit when you have a baby and you're like roommates, because there's no time to nourish that relationship there. Yeah. Like with the romantic stuff, because like there's a baby on top of one of you, and the other person has to like catch up on the slack with the housework. So it's really just roommates vibes. So you really have to, it's like you have to, whereas before a baby, you don't have to try to spend quality time together. It just comes easy and natural.
Yeah.
Whereas now we have to like pre-plan.
I do think,
like, can we have sex on the 3rd of June at 10 p.m? Let's schedule it in.
I do think on the bank holiday you'd have.
Oh, of course, it's a bank holiday. We're bound to have sex.
Oh, like, of course. No, I do. I disagree though with the like the quality time thing, because like I think you can still live with someone like and not spend quality time with them.
Emer, dead right.
Like, am I not dead
just
right?
Just because you're passively spending time with someone doesn't mean you're spending quality time together.
You could be like, you could. every day you could be seeing each other after work, and like what you do would be, say, lie in bed. But like, that's not quality time, because that's like expected, because you're going to go to sleep together.
Yeah, it's not something special.
Yeah, I think that like quality time is like dates and like making an effort to be one-on-one,
yeah,
and like sitting with each other. Now, I was going to say opposite each other, but like I've now figured out in every relationship, I never really liked sitting opposite them.
Oh.
I'm one of them to sit beside them.
I love that as well, but apparently it's a European city thing. Like, you know the way in Paris, have you been to Paris before?
When I was younger, like
all the seats are side by side with each other, because apparently
love that
the way humans communicate with each other, it's like you feel more intimate or something if you're sitting next to each other.
Mm.
But also it's good for gooing if you're people watching. If you're sitting next
together.
To each other,
yeah.
But I love that, yeah. A booth, so you can like, you know, you can squeeze the leg underneath the table.
Oh, like, of course.
Bit raunchy.
It's like, you know what? Being across the table is too far for me. I'm too attached. Yeah. I need you beside me.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. Yeah.
But I used to serve people when I used to work behind the bar, or like in the restaurant, like years ago. I'd always see people sit side by side, and it would always like melt my heart a bit. I'd be like, that's so cute,
yeah,
because it's like out of the norm a bit, but like
it's a bit different.
But deep down, I was a closeted
sit beside her.
I always wanted to do it, and then I never found the right person to do it.
Like, will you sit beside me?
I'm like, no, like, I swear to God, every time we go out for food, he's like, do you want to sit beside each other? I'm like,
it's how you never ask.
No, I love that. I love sitting beside them and like having a little whisper, because especially, yeah, if you're having a goo, you can't talk about people, or like, just see that one over,
yeah,
there. You,
yeah,
can't,
yeah,
do,
yeah,
that across the table, because then I'll tell you later.
Because you know what I love doing? You know when you see another couple in the restaurant, you're like, now, do you think that's their first date?
And then
we're reading the body language, and we're like, no, they seem a bit shy. Yeah. They could be just friends. You know, making up the narrative is so good.
Absolutely.
That's making me really want to go on a date now.
I know.
Aww.
Films over an hour and a half suck, unless the story requires more time.
I've been to a movie before. What was it? I can't even remember, but it was 3 hours long. It was excruciating. How long? I wasted my whole day in that cinema. I think an hour and a half is perfect.
Yeah.
Maybe 2 hours.
Yeah, I agree. I think I saw Batman I was about to say in the movies. I saw Batman and I was like, what the fuck? And then I came out of the cinema and I was like, oh my God, I've been in there for like 3.5 hours.
No, you'd come out like aged. Yeah. I've aged 10 years.
Yeah, no. Do you ever get, like, obviously everyone gets this, but like if you watch a movie and like when you walk out of the cinema, you're like, I'm part of the movie. The Lizzie McGuire movie. I remember I saw the Lizzie McGuire movie in Slorgan when I was like, what, 7 or something?
Mm.
And like when I was leaving, I was like, oh, I am her. And I'll never forget that part.
Yeah.
It reminds me so much of like me walking out of the cinema and it's like, hey now. And I'm like, oh, that's just me on stage.
But like the goosebumps you get from those films.
I know.
I don't think I've ever experienced that again. Like, you know when you try to emulate things as you were as a child, you were so innocent and everything, like the hairs would be standing up in the back of your neck.
Yeah.
I still haven't gotten that feeling.
Like the
since childhood.
Musicals.
Like all the High School Musicals. Anytime when I saw Justin Bieber live, I started crying.
Oh my God.
Like, this is what dreams are made of. Like, goosebumps all over my body. Mm. It was crazy.
Now, I still get that with Miley Cyrus.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, it's just something about her. Like, whenever I see, like, a new video or something, I'm like, it's just a weird feeling. And I genuinely think it's because I've been so crazy about her since I've been younger.
Mm.
Like, the way she used to make me feel as a child, it was like, I just was like, everything she did was perfect. I idolized her so much. But like now when I see her do things, it's like, it's like weirdly like nostalgic for me, because I'm like, oh my God, like I've seen you do this, that, the other, this, that. And I like think back to how she used to make me feel when I was younger, but like she still manages to make me feel like that now. Mm. Kind of weird.
Yeah.
Like very obsessed.
Oh.
Very obsessed. Disposable vapes are a fucking joke and should be banned ASAP. Does no one care about the fucking planet? I agree. I absolutely agree. Like, but like, I am a little devil for a little tug of a vape.
No, I will say when I've been out for drinky poos and someone has one of those little square ones.
Yeah.
I do like the suck of them because it's just something to do. But it's also like, it's like chewing gum.
Yeah,
it's something that scratches an itch.
Do you know what I figured out?
It's obviously the nicotine.
in them.
Oh no, of course it is. No, of course
and
it is.
I used to be a heavy smoker, so obviously I'm like, oh my god, yeah. But also it doesn't burn the throat like a smoke does, because like now if I even have a drag of a smoke, I'm coughing.
Yeah,
it's like too heavy.
Yeah,
whereas a vape, I'm like, oh yes. I'm sure people are listening to this now being like, this is making me want to smoke a vape.
Yeah, of course.
But it's like, it's sweet and it hits the spot, so I totally get it. But I haven't bought one, thank god.
Yeah, but that's the thing, don't. So the reason why I obviously we used to smoke when we were in London and stuff, but like I haven't been smoking sober, unless I had like a stressful day in work or something, maybe I might have one smoke. But like the way we used to smoke when we were younger was like train smoking. Like yeah, we'd have yeah. one every
chain smoking.
Well, like train makes sense as well, because like choo-choo.
Eva, you're dead right. Train smoking all the way.
Train smoking, because like smoke comes out of a train.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I, what was I saying? Oh yeah, so I bought a vape, right? And I didn't even buy an Elf bar. Like it was just a random vape in a shop because I was craving a smoke and I had just done a really long day and I didn't want to buy a box of smokes for €20. So yeah. I was like, fuck it, I'll just go and buy this vape. I took like 3 tugs of it. Then obviously what happened, got hooked on them. But then what I figured out, and this is for anyone listening, they make your hangovers so much worse than smoking does. Like trust me on this one.
Well, as well, they came out, so they're kind of new.
Yeah.
So anything that's kind of new, I never trust. And I have a really bad sinking feeling about the vapes.
Yeah,
same. There's something not right. Like,
yeah.
They're definitely, at least...
It's gonna sound so bad.
At least with smokes, it's a bit, it's like
they know what's the buzz. Like,
you know it's bad for you.
Yeah.
Whereas vapes is kind of a question mark because they're marketed as, oh, to help people get off smoking.
Yeah.
Whereas people who never even smoked beforehand are using vapes.
I know.
And they're marketed to children because they're the fun coloured pop. Like, I don't know how they're legal, but all the, like, they banned strawberry flavoured cigarettes. Remember, there used to be like strawberry mint flavour
cigarettes. Mint flavoured, yeah.
And because they were basically children were liking the taste of them, then they banned them. But like, then they came out with vapes. It's basically the same thing.
Like, we could talk about this for years. I just don't get it. Now, I'm openly, like, holding my hands up that I do, like, occasionally have a tug of a vape, or, like, I'll have one.
Yeah.
But, hiya!
Hiya!
She's just checking in, and then she'll go back watching it. There you go. But, yeah, I just think that... recently as well, like a lot of my age group with tattoos would be quite young. They'd be younger than me.
Mm.
And like the first question is, can I vape in here? And I'm like, I'm not like a strict gal, but like, no. But I will say, yeah, maybe if they're getting a tattoo and they're stressed and I'm like, okay, fine. Like older people have asked if they vape as well. But it's like, I'm like, oh, like, you know, would get into it. Have you been smoking for... No, I've never smoked before. And, you know, I just tried these. And, like, these are, like, 19, 20-year-olds. Like, 18, 19, 20-year-olds that are, like, fresh out of school. And it's like, Jesus. Because I only started smoking when I was 21. But, like, that's because I was in Thailand and the smokes were, like, €2.
Mm.
So I got accidentally hooked on them.
Yeah.
But, like, it wasn't, like, a thing where I was like, oh, my God, like, I want to smoke. Like, I actually accidentally... I remember when I used to work in a makeup counter. I, like, bought a box of smokes. Now, legal to be able to buy a box of smokes.
Yeah.
I'd hide them because obviously I didn't want my parents to know I was smoking. So I would... I would have a smoke, and this is mad, at like 7 a.m. when I was walking to the bus to be in work for 8 a.m. on a Saturday.
Yeah.
And I'd have it first thing in the morning, and I'd be so like, oh yeah, this is so cool. Like, oh my God, love. And this is when the mint smokes were, you could get them.
Mm.
And now that I think about it, I'm like, the last thing I'd ever do is have a smoke in the morning.
No, it ruins your day.
No, it ruins my day.
I
don't know what happened to me. I've said that so much, but baked beans are awful. Same goes for rice pudding. I've never had rice pudding.
I think rice pudding is yummy, yummy. But I love like mushy, like no teeth food. You know, the food you don't need teeth for.
Yeah, of course. Oh, but I love a good mushy food, to be honest.
Well, so you like the fish fingers and beans mashed together?
With vinegar and a little bit of cheese.
That actually sounds divine.
No, delicious.
Divine.
Like, delicious.
5-star Michelin star.
No, Michelin star. That will never be... Like, sorry, once I was with one of my friends and I was talking about Michelin. Oh my God.
Yeah, I know, we're doing it by accident now.
I was like talking about a Michelin star restaurant and they were like... I was like, oh yeah, like the Michelin star. Sorry, like I don't know why I said my friends. Like it was my ex. But like my ex is my friend.
Yeah, yeah.
But like I just hate that hell. Oh, like it sounds like I'm like slagging, but I'm not.
Yeah, yeah.
But like he was so funny. He was like, oh, who's
Who the fuck is Michelin star?
He was like, who the fuck is Michelin star? And I was like, Michelin star. And he was like, yeah, who's Michelin star? And I was like, oh my god. Anyway, very good. Michelin star. Fake tan doesn't look good. Everyone looks better without it. Lies, lies, lies.
I think if fake tan looks fake, it looks bad.
Yeah,
obviously. But like people can do a real good natural fake tan. Like I don't even notice when you have tan on. It looks like real.
Yeah, I think.
And then I forget you're ginger.
Yeah.
Whereas
it's the secret out.
And then, but when I, last year, I remember when I was actually in labour and one of the midwives was like, lovely tan, is that fake? And I was like, no, this is my real colour. So I tan and I go orange. It like actually looks fake.
Yeah, but it's, you know what's so funny? It's always the time when I'm in work, right? And I'm like, I'm like, oh my God, is that? I'll go, oh my God, is that a fake tan? They're like, no, it's real. And like, they're like, obviously you'd be a bit offended. But like, anytime it's the opposite way, like I never say to someone, is that real tan? And it's real tan. It's always, no, it's fake. And then when I go, is that fake tan? They go, no, it's real. And I'm like, oh. I can never get it right. It's like that when, do you ever guess, when you're trying to put, when you drop something at, or like you're trying to put a plug in, like you always put
you always put it in wrong.
You always try to put it in wrong. And you're like, and I always say aloud, I'm like, of course I did that. Of course it's wrong. Yeah. Or like when you're trying to like.
But why do we do that? Every single time you try to put a USB port or wire into a port, it always is upside down.
I don't know. It just doesn't work.
But like, anytime I try to plug it, I put a plug in the dark in a socket, even though you're putting it, which you shouldn't do. I'm like poking around with my fingers trying to find it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I can never put it in.
Yeah, I don't know. It's so weird. I always feel like that's like glitching. It's like the universe glitching.
Yeah, yeah.
Or like, you know, when you pick up a hoodie or something, I do this a lot. I don't know if anyone else does it, but something may not be up inside out, but I will think it's inside out. So like I'll purposely change it and then it will be inside out.
Oh, yeah.
And then I'm like, why did I just do that? Like I didn't look properly. I just assumed it was inside out. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, maybe that's just me.
Hey,
you puppy. Micro fringes aren't hot, but the girlies who have them always are.
That's, oh my God, that's so true. That is so true. Every single person I've seen with a micro fringe is like unbelievably hot.
Yeah, you know what? I think it's a weird thing with guys as well. They like fancy fringes. Ooh. Micro fringes.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I swear to God, it's like a thing.
Will I get a micro fringe?
I'm actually like, you would rock it.
No, because my hair is too wavy. It would just wouldn't.
Yeah.
I'd have to straighten it. No,
you'd have to bleach it. You'd have to bleach it because that's how, like, with my micro fringe, that's how it, like, stayed put because it was bleached. So it, like, didn't move.
Okay.
But there's a thing about, like, micro fringes in guys. And I just don't know what it is. Like, I remember when I was getting rid of mine, like, Ryan was like, no, don't get rid of it. And I was like, why? And I was like, why?
Do you think fetishizing my micro fringe?
Like, and he was like, no, I love your fringe. And I was like, yeah, well, I don't. Do you know what I mean? But it's like, I just know that a lot of guys like love micro fringes. And I don't know what it is about it.
Interesting.
If only we had like loads of guy listeners and someone could explain it.
We should get a guy on the podcast and get girls to send in relationship issues and then get the guy to help answer them.
But it can't be Jason because like he's way too like in touch.
He's too in touch. Yeah,
he's way too in touch with his
I'm more masculine than him. Like.
Yeah. You don't have to be single in your early 20s. That can't be independent in a relationship. you don't have to be single in your 20s to be independent. What?
It's like I wrote that.
What does she mean? You don't have to be single in your 20s to be independent.
Oh, yeah, because you know the way the whole thing is like you're too young to be in a relationship if you're in a long-term relationship in your early 20s and people say that like you can't experience life in the same way if you're in a relationship. I kind of agree with that.
Really?
Yeah, because any time I was single in my early 20s was like the most transformative, eye-opening experience.
Mm.
And you put yourself out there more than you would do when you're in a relationship because you get comfy. You get comfy and you're putting the feet up and you're kind of like, you know, you'd be less inclined to go out and be like, I'm going to go out and meet new people because
you're trying to fill a void or whatever. Yeah. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Well, you'd be more inclined to stay in and like watch movies and get grub with your fella.
Yeah.
But like, or your girlfriend, whatever. But yeah, so I just feel like anytime I was single, I was definitely more open to meeting new people. And that's not in terms of like, oh, I was going out and riding everyone. Like I was more inclined to like make new friends as well.
Mm.
Because you'd feel less like you have that part of your life filled or something because you have someone always there. Do you know?
I really understand that. It's funny, I was having a conversation yesterday and we were talking about forbidden fruit. And I was like, oh, like I actually don't like have an interest in going. And
yeah.
Shuan was like, oh, but like that's because you're in a relationship. Like I feel like people who like are in relationships are less inclined to like want to do things as like sporadically. But I would be the opposite, because I feel like when I'm in a relationship, I'm hyper aware of not drifting off the scene. So I want to be doing those things. Does that make sense?
But think of yourself single, Emer. You definitely go to more things than you do now.
Yeah, that is true.
Do you think?
Definitely.
Yeah. Are you joking?
Yeah, actually, that's so true. I feel like, yeah, no, that is really true.
But like even going on dates with greasy men and stuff.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, like I do get it. But like when I'm in a relationship, I'd be, even if I'm not like arsed on going to the parties, I'd be hyper aware of being left out and like excluding myself.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like it's not, because I like, say for example, with forbidden fruit, I don't not want to go because like my boyfriend isn't going, but it's because I'm just like I've just like matured in a way that I'm not going to do things just because everyone else is doing them.
Yeah,
does that make sense?
Or for FOMO?
I don't get FOMO anymore.
FOMO.
That's what I said.
FOMO.
FOMO. I literally said I'm not going to get FOMO. I was like, I don't care.
I'm getting FOMO real bad.
Really?
I'm getting, but that's because
you've been cooked up.
No, but also like I can't. Even if I wanted to, I can't go.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
But that's, you're restricted. So like anyone who's restricted with anything, you're going to feel a need and want to do it more.
But like even just sitting in the sun and, because I can't even, say when you have a baby, you can't even go out and suntan.
Yeah, that's true.
Because they have to be in the shade.
Yeah.
So I can't even be like, oh, I'm going to get a lovely colour now, you know?
Yeah.
And people are, well, I'm looking for one of those baby shade tents for the beach. Oh,
brilliant.
So that I can bring her to the beach. But yeah, it's I'm getting FOMO really bad. Now, it was worse when I was pregnant. I feel like, I don't know why, it was just way worse when I was pregnant.
Well, like, because I think, like, the reason why it's so bad is because, like, you don't actually have the baby yet. Like, the baby's in your stomach, but, like, it's not, like, out in the wild. So, like,
yeah, because when I'm with her, I'm, like, not lonely, we're having a buzz, even though I have to sacrifice a few things.
Yeah.
But when I'm pregnant, it was just like, oh, like I'm on my own.
Yeah, 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 home, yeah, yeah. And you're like, oh, I'd love a fucking drink, and you can't have one, you know. So I do get that, but I think the whole being independent, I think you can be independent in a relationship if it's the right relationship.
I don't think you can be at your full capacity of independence though. But maybe that's just me as a person. I'd say other people are capable of that, but me as a person, I definitely don't think I am.
Mm.
Able to be at my full capacity of independence.
Yeah, it's so interesting. Like, I think Kim can be at her own independence.
Oh yeah, like, actually, yeah, you're right. So I actually do agree with your statement.
Yeah, because I always think of Kim, and I'm like, oh my god.
Yeah, Kim's so independent.
I'd love to be.
She does not let that get in her way.
No, she does not let that get in her way.
Fitbit and counting steps, I'm absolutely allergic.
I love counting my steps.
Do you?
Because it's like a. Well, no, I don't have the app anymore because, you know, when you run out of storage and then it like deletes itself.
I hate it.
I just find it really like motivating or something. I don't know. I don't have a Fitbit. No, I don't have a Fitbit, but I used to love when I'd be like, oh my God, 12,000 steps. Like, how did I do that?
Yeah. I think on your phone, you can check on your phone, and I've checked a few times and I'm like, oh my God, that's amazing. I remember I checked like maybe like 3 days ago because I was walking all around the world and I was like, Jesus. And then it was like, yeah, your steps are down from last year. And I was like, brilliant, great, doesn't matter. But like the whole like Fitbit, the checking the steps thing, I think for me that would be so bad if I had that on my wrist all the time. Yeah. I'd be competing with myself.
Mm.
I'd be in competition, like, I can't.
But it's also hard to get in steps every day unless you have a job where you're on your feet. It's really hard.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And also as well, like the talking out loud about it, it's like, I don't care. I'm like, I don't care.
You're like, stop making me feel bad.
Yeah, I don't care what.
That's me. I'm literally like, got 20,000 steps in today.
And I'm like, I don't care. Not sure how unpopular, but there's no need for Love Island anymore. It's just influencers.
It's gone too curated. I know you don't watch it, but like if you did, Emer, it would be so much more to talk about.
Yeah, they're all just, Love Island has just gotten too fake. Everyone looks the same, if that makes sense. It's the same type of beauty, and they have to switch it up a bit more. Even with, like, everyone can still be beautiful, but maybe all in different ways. It's like they have a criteria they have to meet for every single character, I suppose, but there's never anyone different. Like, get someone on with a septum ring.
Yeah.
Or something.
Sorry, hello.
Something.
Some tattoos and a septum ring.
Yeah.
Because I think with Love Island, now, this is literally the one season I think I, like, was a little bit involved with. There was one lad with, like, a good few tattoos, but, like, I never seen any tattooed females.
No, you'd never see a girl with tattoos.
Yeah.
It's all the same.
It's all the same laws. Yeah, yeah.
Like big lips, big boobies, long hair.
Yeah, I don't have the time for that. Now, love the Kardashians. Like, that's my type of reality TV show.
Yeah.
I just can't. Yeah, I can't connect with. Not that I can connect or, like, relate to the Kardashians.
I can connect to the Kardashians.
But, like, I can. I love them. Have to say it, that can be an unpopular opinion. I love the Kardashians.
They're more a guilty pleasure.
They're a guilty pleasure.
We can do another thing about a guilty pleasure podcast.
Yeah.
But they would be a guilty pleasure of mine because I don't necessarily agree with their ethos or like what they represent in the world.
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason, it just makes me feel safe and it's entertaining.
I think as well, like, did you start watching them from like younger?
Yeah.
Like Kim and Khloe Take Miami or whatever, or like Courtney and Khloe Take. Like that was like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
That's mad. I think it is it's a safe thing.
Yeah, it's like comforting. But you can't think about it too much because they are like the epitome of, you know, hoarding wealth and
of course
everything that's bad in the world.
Yeah, yeah.
And the private jets. But we won't get into that.
No.
That's why they're a guilty pleasure.
Yeah, absolutely. Hotel breakfasts are mank.
I think when it's the self-serving one, when they've...
Hello?
I think when the breakfast has been sitting there for hours and it's all sweaty, you know, sweaty eggs.
Yeah.
And the yolks are...
Ow!
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.